The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hand out some game balls and no balls. Let's start first with our kicker.
Young Wei Koo. No balls.
No balls.
Not one, not two. Three missed field goals?
No balls.
Yeah, he's been leaky. He was leaky at times last year, and maybe you guys didn't notice it. He is now, if you look at the guys who have at least 15 attempts in this league right now, he is at the bottom. I mean, by any metric, he is having a terrible year. He's having his worst year since he's been named a starting kicker for this team, and you just hope that Carl, it's so mental. You just hope that he finds his way out of it, right?
You hope.
I guess.
You hope.
I mean, the worst case scenario, though, is you bring in, as you said, somebody, guys, we got to challenge him. All right. Well, you bring in some challenging guys who are what? Washed up bums have been cut from other teams. So now you're going to bring in some 38-year-old has been. One guy said, go get Rodrigo Blankenship.
Without the glasses.
Are you high?
No balls.
I mean, it's so unreliable, you can't even begin to go down that road. So, yeah, you look at it. Now, I will say this. Justin Tucker is having a bad year by his standards. So there are some elite kickers in this league. But right now, when you look at the percentages, at 70.8, he is like literally the 32nd worst kicker. There's been more than 32 kickers out there, Carl, because some have come and gone and had injuries.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Young Wei Koo. No balls.
No balls.
Come on, bro. Come on,
bro. You're kicking indoors.
Come on, bro.
Now, one was blocked. That's special teams. Now, Coach Rob was raving about his special teams, but, you know, got to protect. But, yeah, he's just having an awful year, and the distance that is killing him is the 40 to 49. The bar has been raised for kickers. Everybody's hitting these monster shots now. But now where he's struggling this year, he's 3 of 6 from 40 to 49 yards.
All right, we got to move on. But before we do,
Young Wei Koo.
No balls. No balls.
No balls.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on.
He hasn't been as good since somebody stole his car with his magic shoes in it.
Come on, man. Leave that alone. He never got his kicks back. That was just dirty.
That's just wrong.
That's dirty.
I know, but Avalon, too, of all places. Not right.
And by the way,
I was going to say to your point about bringing another kicker in. Here's the
kick from Koo. Is no good. It got blocked.
Yeah, that was the block one. I'm not going to blame him for that one. I'm blaming you for the one that hit off the goalpost. Mike.
Because that's an overcorrection for going left on the other one.
Correct. Thinking too much.
No balls.
All right, I'm done. I'm not going to do it anymore. Here's the deal, though. I was going to say the other part about bringing a kicker in, and I said, I'm fine with competition. If he's too comfortable or whatever, like, fine. But you don't know what these guys do under the bright lights.
Right.
They may be at Flowery kicking 50-yard field goals with nobody watching, Mike. We're up there every week. That's a different element than when you got 60,000 or 80,000 in the stands, and we need you to knock this through.
But it is what it's the 4-foot putt that Rory misses. It's the free throws at the line. It's the most mental aspect of the NFL game. And remember, his career started in San Diego, by not being able to get the job done. Comes to us, gets into that groove. We've been really blessed for the most part. We've had Matt Bryan here.
We
had, obviously, you know, we had Morton Anderson, who's in the Hall of Fame. But man, it's just, it drives you crazy. It drives you crazy in the college game. But to go out and now bring in some bum, because that's what they are now,
it's true.
To challenge him.
It's true.
You just got to hope he course corrects. That's all you can do.
And it hit the right upright.
Yeah, that's the one. Mike, did I tell you, speaking of yesterday, that Young Wei Koo gets no balls?
No balls.
9 points left on the board.
Yeah, I'm arguing with this guy on Twitter. I go, it came down to field goals. No, not the end of the freaking game, but there were 9 points we left. Now, one is blocked. He misses kicks he normally makes.
He missed three.
If he makes the two field goals, we win the game. I'm sorry, I can't do the math for you, sir, but six equals more than three. Three is to tie it. Six would have been to win it had those kicks gone through. And the Falcons were completely stymieing the Saints. Now, granted, Alvin Kamara got loose, and he just freaking dropped it, and that would have sealed the game for the Saints.
It would have.
We were still alive.
All right.
And it hit the right upright.
We're moving on. Cool. We support you. We're behind you.
It's tough love.
It's tough love. Put that game behind you, and let's move forward. Now, we got to give another no balls, Mike. Brian Daboll, Giants have the worst record in the NFL. They're playing, I guess, for the number one pick. Mm. I think it's going to be Shedeur Sanders. That's where I'm at right now. I don't think it's going to be Beck. I don't think it's going to be Dylan Gabriel up there. I think it's Shedeur Sanders. But here's what he said about the Giants having the worst record. No balls.
No balls.
I'd say there's certain things we're doing better. The record isn't what it needs to be. But we'll go back. We'll evaluate. We'll do the things we need to do to finish up strong second half of the season.
Yeah, 2-8. They lose to Carolina. And our boy from up at in Buford, he hit me up yesterday. You know, the Cam lookalike.
Yeah, the poor guy makes his kid wear a Carolina Panthers jersey.
Yeah, he said, y'all going to give me a shout-out tomorrow. Well, we will, but no name. But here's the deal. He hits me up, and he's like, did you see my boy today? And I'm like, who, Bryce Young?
Well, you know what? There was even rumors they were taking phone calls about trading him at the deadline. Maybe this builds some confidence, you know, for Canales and company.
I hope. I don't want to see them give up on the kid.
Look, I thought he was going to be the guy. I thought, but you don't consider him. He's not a dual threat guy. You want to compare him to somebody, comp him to Drew Brees because he's super accurate in college. He was trying to trust himself a little bit more. They talked about it on the broadcast. The Giants, if you didn't see it, the Giants rally, force overtime, and their rookie running back fumbles it.
Get on!
On the first series.
The looks on everybody's faces.
It is kind of cool.
No balls.
I mean, and he's crying, and he's got a towel over his head. Meanwhile, the German fans are singing, Sweet Caroline, ba, ba, ba. They love their football in Munich.
It was brutal. Hey, let's give a game ball while we're handing them out, guys. Speaking of field goal kickers, this is how you win a game. Cool.
Game balls.
Jake Moody, 44 yards, 49ers. Game on the line, and he puts it through. Now, Koo's won a lot of games. Listen, we're piling on. But the fact of the matter is, that's why this one hurts a little bit more, because these were gimmies. These are field goals. If we're at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, we're screaming, Koo, because we know the game's over. We've seen it happen time and time again. Jake Moody for the 49ers.
Saber Pepper will snap to Mitch Wishnowsky, number four. We'll try to make it here. Good snap. Jake has it away. Jake has the distance. And Jake Moody is good! Money! Moody!
23-20. That was the final score.
Good!
Yeah. Big kick. All right, a couple more game balls coming up, man. We've got a lot more to dive into here. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Connor Riley's going to join us at 4 o'clock. And, of course, Coach's Show tonight at 6 on a Monday. Let's give a game ball, if we can, and we should, to what happened yesterday with the game with the Lions. Mike mentioned it, the comeback. They win 26-23. I'm going to let you hear Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. Lions get a game ball for this comeback.
Game balls.
From 52 yards out to send the Lions home with a victory. There's the snap, spot, kick away. It is up and it is good. He got it. We're going to fly home on the wings of Jake Banks. Oh, baby. Good from 58. Good from 52. And that's good enough for a victory for the Detroit Lions.
I didn't feel like I was playing all that bad. I was seeing things well. Yeah, ultimately, I got to take care of the ball, but they were making some good plays, and I think ultimately, like, I never lost confidence because I felt like I was doing what I was supposed to do on most of those plays. And the guys stuck with me on offense, and I was telling them, hey, man, I'm good. Just hang in there, and I'm good. I'm going to have this thing figured out. And they stuck with me.
I just felt good about it. I just felt like he was going to make it, and he did. He stepped up and nailed it. That was great. His confidence is growing.
It was a hell of a comeback. 13 unanswered points, as we mentioned. The first interception was just tipped at the line of scrimmage by one of the defensive linemen. Was straight up in the air. So not all of them were on him. And then honorary game ball, we talked earlier. We're pressed for time. But the Steelers, they get Mike Williams from the Jets, and he has one catch for a touchdown as Jaden Daniels takes a tough luck loss to Russell Wilson of the Steelers up in D.C.
Game balls.
No doubt.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.